place. I mean, it's just that's how it works. So at least it wasn't in vain, right?
Right, yeah.
We are joined in the media center by the Magic Dry Northwest Nationals Pro Stock winner, who also happens to be on the cover of the NHRA National Dragster that debuted this week, Matt Hartford. Matt Hartford is crew chief by Eddie Granacci, beat points leader Bo Butner, number one qualifier Jed Coughlin, Derek Kramer, and Greg Anderson to stop Greg from sweeping the Western Swing in the final round to collect your second career victory. Walk us through your race day.
You know, it's... I've said for years you have to qualify well if you want to have a good success on Sunday. And up until the last couple of years, we really hadn't qualified well, and we had a lot of first-round losses. You know, and this year we've qualified really well, with the exception of one race earlier in the year, and then this race. We actually qualified ninth, which is the worst place you can qualify. You're going to be first pair out. You're not going to have lane choice. If you're lucky enough to win that round, you got to run the number one qualifier in the second round, obviously, if he gets through first round. So you're not looking for a long day by the odds if you qualify in ninth. However, you know, they say we don't race dinos. We don't race them on paper. We race them out here on the drag strip. And 1,320 feet later, we had a win light against Bo, which really set the momentum for the day.
Win against Bo. Phil Burgess, obviously, feel free to jump in here. But the Jed Coughlin race, that was huge because they had a car that really could come out here and win. I know they were feeling confident. That was a pedal fest, which we don't see very often. You were clearly very prepared to get back on it.
Well, that was third round.
Excuse me. My apologies. That was against Derek, yeah, but against Jeg. Walk us through.
Jeg did shake, I believe, a little bit. I think he went like 695 against us. We made a really nice run against Jeg, and we knew we couldn't back down. First of all, Jeg's one of the best drivers in the history of the class, and they have a really good program. That being said, we're not scared of them, and we went up there trying to not only win but try to go for lane choice if we could win. And we made a good run, not as good as Kramer, obviously, so we lost lane choice going into the third round, which if you had watched what was going on, the right lane certainly did not seem like it was going to bear the winning rounds. You know, so as we got prepared for the third round, we pulled back quite a bit, thinking we pulled back enough to get through the right lane, and knowing that Mikey Heiner and Derek Kramer, he's good on the tree, and Mikey's aggressive. Mikey is he's a good friend of ours, and he certainly we work. You know, I'm not going to say we work together, but we certainly over the years have raced a lot together and traded a lot of stories back and forth, and you know, to be able to race him and beat him, especially on the pedal fest, was pretty awesome.
And then, of course, the final round, Greg Anderson trying to duplicate past feat of sweeping the Western Swing. You guys raced each other in Denver, and he came out on top to start the streak, only fitting that you would come out on top on a hole shot here to prevent it.
Yeah, Greg Anderson is, I mean, obviously he's one of the best that's ever raced in the class, and he's closing in on, you know, some pretty monumental records. But Greg had beat me 10 times out of 10 times. I've told him he's like a slot machine. I'm just going to keep pulling the handle. Sooner or later, he's going to pay out. And I think this payout here probably hurts him worse than if it would have been anywhere else, because to sweep the swing would be an accomplishment that's incredible. Once again, I go back to we went up there knowing we got to go A to B, and whoever leaves first should win that race, because he only went 59 in the semis. And we felt that we could go 59 or 60 in the final. So we figured we had a good chance. It's just the driver had to be on his game.
Questions from Phil Burgess? All good. We are two races away from the NHRA countdown. You're right in the middle of the points, looking really strong. And Pro Stock is a wide open category. We got Brainerd. We got Indy. We got the countdown. When you look at your team, you look at your equipment, do you feel like you've got what it takes to contend for the Mellow Yellow Championship?
You know, I think that, you know, with the support that we have from Total Seal and CIP1 and all of our sponsors, that, you know, we have the equipment to go out there and run for a championship. Elite certainly provides us with engines that are definitely capable of winning races. What we need to do is just continue to not make mistakes, and like we did in Sonoma, and I just have to continue to drive well. If we can put all that together, I think we can have a white hat at the end of the year, and there'd be nothing sweeter than to be able to pass those around.
Pro Stock winner Matt Hartford, congratulations on your Northwest Nationals victory.
Thank you.